I don't know how you even follow through with this, but USA Today is saying that Jersey is going to make it illegal to drive and drink coffee.
And they're not going to be light with the fines either.
No, it also bans eating while driving. First-time offenders fined $400. Third-time offenders would be fined $800 and receive a 90-day license suspension.
That's
insane. Drinking coffee, I mean, that'd have to be across the board if you're drinking anything.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem dangerous?
I don't know. I mean, they say you should have both hands on the wheel at all times.
My arms get tired, though. I drive with my knee a lot.
I wouldn't be admitting that.
Why? But I'm good.
But they say that, they teach you you should have both hands on the wheel at all times. So I guess by not doing so while you're drinking your coffee, I guess it's one of those things, like, you're not paying a total 100% attention if you're reaching for your coffee and then drinking it and then putting it back down again.
But there's so much, though, that if you're on your radio and changing, you're not... If you're having a conversation with another passenger in the car, how are they really going to regulate this? That does not seem realistic whatsoever.
I just guess if you're driving around... And you and a cop passes you, and you've got your drink in your hand, and you're drinking away. I guess that's when they'll then pull you over. Okay, or they're sitting behind you, and they can see you doing it. But otherwise, I don't know how they're going to enforce it.
Oh God, another thing I'll be paying a ticket for.
I was about to say that. And I was in Lewis just a few weeks ago, and there's this guy in this truck in front of me, and he's like just starting to swerve around. It was kind of early-ish, and I'm like, and you always, your first thoughts at certain points of the day, either it's early or late at night, oh, I wonder if that person's had a drink or two.
Yeah.
And then, so I've gone around and going past him, and he's there, and he's reading his newspaper while he's driving. He's got the whole thing open on the wheel, and he's reading while he's driving.
Ew, at Pretty Fly for a White Guy hit us up on Twitter. He said, I once saw someone steady reading a book while driving.
It's crazy.
I've seen that more often then I would like to think it happens, but it does. So we know what's the most dangerous thing you've seen someone do while driving. You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234.
Hi, good 97.7. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Petch. It's Shannon. How are you?
Good morning, Shannon. What's going on?
Good morning. The most dangerous thing outside of calling you guys in the morning on my way to work, I've seen people reading the newspaper commuting, and I've seen people putting on freaking makeup. I don't know if I can see that. But
do you remember when it used to be, I mean, before GPSs and smartphones, people had to drive with maps and nobody even flinched at that. And now you see somebody, I've seen people reading more than I would like to think that's really happening, but you see it frequently.
Oh yeah, all the time. I used to commute to Wilmington every day, reading a newspaper, traffic. I'm like, okay. Listen to the radio. Listen to Pat and Amy. They'll tell you what's going on.
Right. Shannon, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm Dover.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You want to know what's the most dangerous thing you've seen someone do while driving? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.